Well, hello, people. Now, this is a picture going down memory lane. This is the pub in Coronation Street, which used to be the focal point of the program or series. And many years ago, that was true. There was a pub down the bottom of every road, and people used to go down there and have a few drinks, not to get drunk, just to meet people. It wasn't so much about the drinking, it was about the social. But I would reckon that at least two-thirds of the pubs, at least where I am, have disappeared. And the ones that are left aren't really pubs anymore. You go down there and there's people staring at their phones. Then you've usually got a TV or two or three blasting out. You can't hear a word you're saying anyway. And you're not allowed to smoke, of course. And then you go get yourself a beer, and they tell you the price. So it's no wonder the pubs are dying. Way back when I was a young man, I used to go out with £5 on me, and I could get pretty well lubed up for that. It cost you more than that for a pint now. So not only do the pubs not really offer a pub atmosphere like it used to be, they're also outpricing themselves. And a lot of pubs turn to food to try and get the money that way. But that's not a pub, that's a restaurant. So I think the pub tradition in Britain is on its last legs. Same as getting fish and chips on a Friday night, because they've overpriced themselves as well. You know, when I was a young man, I used to come home from work and sort of eat and wash and everything and go down the pub. I didn't arrange to meet anybody there because I knew somebody would come in. I knew. And of all the countries I've been to, UK was the only place that had that. As my Canadian friend said, it's like going into somebody's living room. Well, I guess things change over time. Not always for the better, though. I knew pubs were changing quite radically because I went into a pub quite some time ago. And I saw somebody I knew, which is unusual, and I bought them a drink. But he wasn't ready for it right now because he'd already got a full pint. So I said to the bartender guy, could you put that in the bin for him? This guy didn't even know what I was talking about. It used to be a recognized thing, you bought a guy a beer who was not ready for one and he's got one in the bin. Maybe two, maybe three. And the bartender makes a note of it and he can have it that night or another night. And it's already paid for. Guess I'm getting old, eh? You take it easy, fellas.